Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 15, and we'll read together verses 4 through 6. Amen. And we're going to have the Lord have his way this morning. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Our Ultimate Comforter. Jesus, Our Ultimate Comforter. Now, before we read the scriptures, let me open up and say this. As I indicated, we live in perilous times, amen? Right now, we're seeing a massacre before us in Ukraine. People are being blown to bits. And I'm talking not just the unbeliever, but the believer and Jews that are. There's a lot of Christians in Ukraine. We ought to be on our face interceding for them and crying out. And so before I promise my wife that I would open up and pray for Ukraine before we got into this message. So let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we cry out for Ukraine right now, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, put a shield of protection. Hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, Lord, that war would cease now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, comfort those that are suffering, those who have suffered loss, those who are now without food and shelter. Oh God, be the God of mercy. Be the God of grace. Be the God of all comfort to those in the time of need right now. Oh God, help them right now. Help them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, I went to a couple of news feeds that are not here from America. And the video and the photos I saw was full of carnage. It was things that it would make someone just gag, and how they are decimated. They're ravished, destroyed. Just picture this. You're living in your home one day and bombs went off right there in your own neighborhood. We can't fathom that thought, but it's happening right now in Ukraine, and we're seeing it. Because we have technology to see it at that moment. And so, we prayed for them, but we pray for us here. We've been blessed in this country for so long. For many, many years. Hundreds of years. I believe it's 350 years America has been established as a republic and a people and a democracy. And right now, we're teetering. This country is teetering of having destruction even come. The enemies are mounting up. There's a lot of superpowers that have risen up now that can match us toe to toe. And when we see the abominations in this country, when we see the babies that have been aborted, over 70 million now. 70 million. You know, I want you to know that all of them are in the presence of God. Can I get amen? We see the pornography industry in Simi Valley, which is the headquarters and the capital, multi-billion dollar industry polluting the minds and hearts of men and women, causing them to go further into sin. We're seeing everything that takes place. My brother, who is he's an agent for the DA's office. He's an investigator. He told me the number one crime here in San Diego is sex trafficking. And the tunnels that they're discovering all the time are to funnel them through. So we're living in perilous times. Wars, rumors of wars. We're seeing pestilence. Some of us got hit with COVID. How many times? 2 times for me. But I'm thankful that God has saw me through. Amen? Amen. God's the deliverer. Listen, whatever the enemy wants to do upon you, he said, don't walk in fear, walk in faith. Because God will deliver us. And he did. He delivered us. Praise God. And I'm here to let you know that with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. So this message this morning is to identify who Jesus is in our life. How many believe that he's your all in all? How many believe that he's the bishop and lover of your soul? How many of you believe that he's from everlasting to everlasting, for he is God? How many believe that when God takes eminence in your life, and that the anointing and the glory of God that he chose to live in you would emulate from your life, and that you would touch others, your family, your friends, your acquaintances, that you would lay hands on the sick and watch them recover, that you would bring a word of comfort, a word that would edify them and build them up. You see, God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God called us to be the workmen in the field, to serve him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And despite of the perilous times that we live in, God is going to use us mighty. Can I get an amen? How many of you want to be used mightily by God? Hallelujah. Well, in order to walk in that freedom, in order to walk in that anointing, in order to walk in God's grace, you have to learn his attributes. You got to know who he is in your life. You got to know what he can do. You got to know how he's going to protect you, how he's going to watch over you. You know, some people, there's doctrines out there that, oh, if you fall into sin, you're going to hell. As a believer, no. The Bible says that we still live in these bodies of flesh. But God gives us an advocate. Who's our advocate? Who's our attorney, in fact? It's Jesus. And we come to him by faith, and we ask through a spirit of repentance to forgive us, to cleanse us, to wash us. And he does. Why? Because he loves us. We're called. You got to understand you're called. We're the called out saints. And there's wonderful saints throughout our land who love the Lord. And we just happen to be part of God's plan here. Amen?
Amen.
So are you there in Romans?
Yeah.
Romans 15. Let's go there to God's word. Praise God. And the word of God reads, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, key word, scripture, say that with me, scriptures, might have hope. You see, if you don't know your word, you're never going to have the hope that you need during perilous times, because it's found in the word of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another. In other words, being on one accord according to Christ Jesus, that you may be with one mind, one mouth, glorify the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the key. We have to be in one accord. But unfortunately, there's division in the church. Well, I don't believe that. Well, what does God's word say? Well, I don't care, but this is my thought behind it. And so we find ourselves not knowing what the scriptures really mean. And so let me ask this question. It's right up here on your screen. Discouragement comes to all of us at times. How many of you have been discouraged before? Okay, no, just me, huh? But guess what? We don't have to remain in that condition. Can I get amen? You see, saints of God, although it often feels like a trap from which there is no escape, every believer, that's you and I, are sitting right next to each other, has a choice to either stay in a pit of discouragement or to get out of it. Oh, that's right. When the plague hit and everyone had to go into lockdown, shutdown, there was a lot of discouraged people. Huh? They were discouraged. But we didn't have to stay in that place. You see, saints of God, if we focus, say that with me, if we focus on our difficult circumstances and negative feelings, we can easily be drawn into despair and depression. It's real easy to find yourself in a pity party. You ever been in a pity party? Oh, woe is me. Oh, come on. Yes, oh. We got some yes and amens in here. Praise God. Praise God. But saints of God, when we fix our eyes on our great, encouraging God, He lifts us up and He sets us free. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. And so the scriptures we just read in Romans, Paul says that God gives both perseverance and encouragement. How many are so blessed to know that? That He encourages us? Oh, thank you, God. Look at this right up here. To encourage means to call to one's side, to help, to console, or strengthen, or to instill courage in another person. When's the last time you encouraged your husband, your wife, your children, your mom and dad, your boss, who sometimes is a slave master? When's the last time you prayed for him or her? Amen. And so the original Greek word is also translated as comfort. Comfort. You're going to find that the scriptures, through the writings of Paul the Apostle, he uses the word comfort. Why does he use the word comfort so many times? I'll tell you why. Because only God could have comforted him when he was in prison, chained up to a prisoner, where he wrote the majority of the New Testament, in prison. Some of us, if we went to prison, I don't think we'd be writing epistles. We'd be crying, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here. Oh yes, come on, let's get real. But not Paul. The anointing of God was upon him. He understood, saints of God, he understood all the knowledge, all the wisdom, everything that he learned as growing up to be one of the most celebrated rabbis in Jerusalem, under the teachings of Gamaliel. He was from the line of Benjamin. He had it all. This guy was the attorney of the day, Paul. And yet, he found out that all that he obtained in this world, it was but dung. I'm using King James vernacular here. Dung. In layman's terms, poo-poo. That's what he counted, everything that he obtained in this world, so that he would what? Obtain Christ. He goes, I give it all away that I may obtain you, Jesus. And this is the place that we need to come to in our lives, everyday living, is knowing that Jesus is with us. He's with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He will see me through hard times, even through my physical ailments. He's there to comfort me, to strengthen me. And a lot of times, he'll allow us to go through certain ailments in our life. Why? Because Paul said, a thorn was given to me. And he cried out three times, God, can you remove this thorn? What's the thorn in your life? What is that thorn? And have you asked God to remove it? And God would respond to Paul in the most gracious way that I read is, my grace is sufficient. In other words, you can go through this because one day it's all going to change. Hallelujah. It's all going to change one day. So just, you know what? You go through it with God. You go through it with him. Let's look at this verse of scripture right up here. In 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of what? Mercies, and God of all what? Comfort. Say that with me. God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation. Tribulation, the thing that's coming as well. The tribulation is coming. I hope you know that it's coming. But he will comfort us through the times of tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted, what? By God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? And so, saints of God, no matter what challenges we encounter, and how many of you have been challenged in your walk so far? God is there to comfort and to give us the fortitude to what? To endure. To endure. To endure all things. But saints of God, we'll miss the blessings if we fail to recognize how much he is there and desires to help us. Did you know that? He's there to help us. I hope you know that. How many of you can honestly say that throughout your walk, you have recognized that God has helped you through many situations of life? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And so this is the God we serve. And we are reminded in this message this morning who he is. We need to understand the attributes of his being, his total being. Remember, no one created God. He was always there. Praise God. And he spoke everything into existence by the word of his mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He spoke you and I into existence. Yes. Did you know that before we were formed and fashioned in our mother's womb, before we were ever conceived in our mother's womb, he already knew us.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. That's the mind of God. And so, saints of God, look at this up here. What attributes of God make him our great encourager? What are they? You know, when I was a child, I'm going to say 8 years old, we had this big old Bible on our coffee table. It was about as big as a suitcase. And it had coffee stains on it. We used it as part of the furniture. But one day I opened it up and I was just skimming through it. I was looking at it. And then out of nowhere, a hand came and bam, slammed it shut. And I looked up, it was my oldest sister. And she said, don't read that. I go, why? Because he's mad at us. I never opened one up again until basically I got saved. So the whole time, I was thinking, he's mad at us. So why would I come to him? And so my life went, from that moment, it totally went a whole different direction from 8 to 15. From 15, that's when my life went sideways. And so a key element, saints of God, in overcoming discouragement is having a personal understanding of God and how he operates in our life. You got to understand how he operates. See, sometimes we can think of God as a genie in the bottle. Let me just rub this bottle a couple of times and then God will appear and he'll get me out of certain situations. Sometimes we have a whole different mindset because we haven't seen him face to face. But when we understand his attributes pointed out in the Word of God, now we can learn to conform to who he is. And then once we conform, he will then transform us and renew our mind. Can I get an amen? Praise God. And once we identify those attributes, saints of God, and recognize that they are manifested to us through the indwelling Spirit of God, then when we read the Word of God, it illuminates. And we go, wow, I didn't see that. And yet it was always there. Praise God. So let's go through these attributes. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come alongside and let's take a drive right now to God's attributes. Come on, I got enough seats in this vehicle, so let's go. Number one, he's merciful. Can I get an amen? He's merciful. The Lord knows our circumstances and feels compassion for our pain and struggles of life. Therefore, saints of God, he bends toward us to give us comfort. Let me just pause there. You know that blessing that I give, the benediction at the very end? I always end it with, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Yes, may the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. If you did a Hebraic study, you know what it is? It's God coming down on bended knee, and he picks you up like a little baby, and he tells you how much he loves you. When you look at it in the Hebraic root, that he's gracious, that he loves us, that his countenance is upon. He's telling you how much he loves you. He does it every day. And yet, we go on with just life as happenstance. We take days as granted days. Now, look what King David wrote right here. Look at this. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. Aren't you so blessed? He's not up there with the bat, ready to beat you on the head. Nor punished us according to our iniquities. We all deserve to be punished severely. How many of you have said his name in vain back in the day? Bleepity, 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 bleep, Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. And you probably know people that still do that. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he has removed our transgressions for us. Let me just say this, because there's some folks that God delivered, saved, but they're still walking around. And yet, they didn't realize God already took care of that. Why are you walking around moping? Why are you walking around discouraged? He's giving you a brand new life now. He's giving you eternity. He's giving you a body that will soon come. He has delivered you from darkness into his marvelous light. So why? Why are we so walking in despair? I'll tell you why. It's because we don't read who he is in our life and what he's done. Once you read and get a grasp of what he's done, then you can say, oh man, God, I can now take comfort in your scriptures, in your word. Listen, unfortunately, there's some fellowships that don't open up the Bible. They'll just maybe read one verse of scripture and then they'll go on a tangent. But the Word of God is what delivers us. The Word of God is what illuminates who he is in our life and what we need. Here's another attribute is he's omnipresent. He fills all space. He's everywhere at once. So when you're sick and alone in your bedroom and your tummy hurts and you just want to go lay down, you know he's there. He's there. We're looking for everything in the medicine cabinet before we come to him. Say, God, help me. Help me, Lord. He's omnipresent. Saints, we are never out of God's reach. How many believe that? Because he is everywhere. Even in times of loneliness, rejection, we are not alone since his spirit lives within us. Look what it says in the book of Psalms right up here. King David wrote, "Where can I go to get away from your spirit?" This is in the New Century Translation. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I turn? Where can I run from you? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I lie down in the grave, you are there. If I rise with the sun in the east and settle in the west beyond the sea, even there you would, what? Guide me with your right hand. You would, what? Hold me. And look at verse 11. I could say, the darkness will hide me. Well, look at this. Let the light around me turn into, what? Night. But even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as light as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. So in other words, what that is saying is, even in that darkest place in your life, God is there. God lives in both. He's there. If you go down to the deepest part of the ocean, he is there. If you go to Mount Everest, he is there. Right now, as we are bringing this message, the terror that's happened in Ukraine, God is still there. And you're saying, how does he allow this thing to happen? Like, why? Why does war happen? Because God had given man dominion over this world. And we're sinful. And he has allowed us to govern this world. But he will intervene one day and end it all. You see, you got to remember, this is God's perfect will. Even though the tragedy that we're seeing right now, it's God's perfect will still. I hope you know that. Did that take God off guard? Oh, no. What's Putin doing now? God already saw that. And so, God is omnipresent. Amen? Now, here's another attribute. He's omnipotent. You know what that means? Omnipotent. You got to understand his attributes. Listen, in order to be comfort when fear comes, you got to know who he is in your life. Omnipotent means he's all power. Our Lord has all power and governs everything. We never have to wonder whether he is able to handle our situation or not. He's more than enough for whatever we're facing. I hope you know that. He's more than enough. Look what Jeremiah wrote, the prophet, the weeping prophet. Did you know that out of all the prophets during that time, God spoke to Jeremiah, not the other prophets? The other ones brought false prophecies to the kings. Jeremiah came with the anointing of God and had to speak the truth. And he knew that his life was at risk when he had to bring truth. Sometimes we have to, what? Live the truth and speak the truth. Can I get amen? Never be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never, 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 never. Look what Jeremiah wrote. But the Lord is the only, what? Say that with me. True God. He is the only living God and King forever. And how long is forever? Forever. The earth shakes when he is angry, and the nations cannot stand up to his anger. Tell them this message. This is the prophet Jeremiah. These gods did not make heaven and earth. Notice little g, little gods. They will be destroyed and disappear from heaven and earth. God made the earth by his power. Say that with me. With his what? Power. He used his wisdom to build the world and his understanding to stretch out the skies. He built this with his power. You and I cannot build anything what God, we could barely what? Build a bowl of soup and make it taste good. Now, so he's omniscient, right? He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and now he's omniscient. What does omniscient mean? Look at this. What is omniscient? It's all in the Word of God. And if you don't learn who he is, you're not going to know how he operates in your life. Omniscient means he's all-knowing. He's all-knowing. He knows all things. He knew you. He knows you and I before we were even conceived in our mother's womb. He knows the day we're going to close our eyes on this earth. And he knows the day we will reopen them in his presence. Oh, yeah. Look what it says right here in Isaiah. Remember what happened long ago. Remember that I am God and there is no other God. I am God and there is no one like me. From the beginning, I told you what would happen in the end. Did you catch that? So he knows the beginning and he knows the end of this world, of our life, the story of humanity. He knows it all. Look at this. A long time ago, I told you things that have not yet happened. And when I plan something, it happens. What I want to do, I will do. So once again, did this take God by surprise? What we see, the atrocity? No. But let me just say this to the believers in Ukraine. Paul said it best, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Can I get an amen? The saints over there are comforted. Even in the midst of all that's happening there, as soon as they disintegrate or get blown up, their soul and spirit are with Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, come on. Yes. So now, what's another attribute we could look into the Word of God? He's what? He's gracious. God is gracious. By grace, we are saved. What? Through faith. Just imagine if you had to take a 1,000-point test and you had to get every one of them right. All questions, 1,000 questions, you had to get them all right. And if you got one wrong, sorry, you failed. You can't get into heaven. Wow. No, God's gracious to us. He said, come as you are. He said, come as you are. You see, saints of God, the Lord's grace toward us doesn't mean we've done something to deserve it. No. How many of us don't deserve his grace? Oh, come on. You remember back in the day, you used to say like that, you remember? You remember? Oh, back in the day, huh? We were scoundrels, man, rebellious, disobeyed our parents, disobeyed our teachers, disobeyed everyone that had authority, we disobeyed. We were all rebels without a cause. Oh, come on. Yeah, but we walk around, yeah, I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and we are. But we got to remember. How many of us got to remember? We got to remember what he's done. He knows we cannot be perfect. I hope you know that. But he has promised to forgive and cleanse us when we confess our sins. That's how gracious he is. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. You see, the devil wants to keep you in a lock arm twist. God hasn't forgiven you. No, why do you even go to him? No, you got to rebuke that. So what if you fall and slip? We have an advocate. God said, get up, repent, turn and confess it, and then walk away from it. Don't waddle it no more. Just walk away from it. Say, God, I'm turning now. Now, God, I need your strength. I need your power because I can't do it with my own strength. Look what the Bible says. If we confess our sins in 1 John 1:9, he is what? Faithful. God is faithful and just to what? To forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from some. Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote that down wrong. all unrighteousness. Even when we continue in disobedience, he graciously disciplines and corrects us so that we won't continue on a path. Listen, how many, you heard me say this. I've been to some serious whooping sheds before. None of us like to be in that whooping shed, huh? That's when he takes the board of understanding. Well, the board. I forget the how it went. Oh, he takes the board of education to the seat of your understanding. There you go. Oh, yeah. I remember in the seventh grade, I went to Granger Junior High. And I was, you know, rebellious, especially in gym time. So Coach Stubbs called me in. He goes, "You've been disobedient. Come into my office." I went in my office. Everyone would take, he'd get a paddle that had holes on it. And we'd get a SWAT. Bam! He took that board of education to the seat of my understanding. Oh, yeah. And I was good for about a month. Because after it healed and there was no more mark, here comes that nature again. I probably got the most SWATs out of everyone in there. But how many believe that the attributes of God that we're going over this morning are to bring comfort to your life, to bring an understanding to your life, so that you would apply the attributes to your life and be conformed to the image of his son? Look at this right up here. He's patient. God is willing to wait even when we procrastinate. You know, I always come to my wife, "You know, honey, I got to get on a diet, man." I go, "We'll start next week." And then the week goes by, 2 weeks go by, and then it's not even a thought no more. And then it comes up again. And yet I hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me. "You keep going this direction, you're going to drop dead. And you'll be in my presence too soon." You see, his goal is to bring us along in our spiritual growth, not to cut us off when we fail. And we fail. I fail. We all fail. Can I get an amen? But look what it says in 2 Peter 3:9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering." Say that with me. Long-suffering. Oh, come on. He's long-suffering with us. Some of us are as stubborn as a nail that won't come out of a wall. Not willing, well, look at this, "not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." See, he got a hold of me when I was 30. I don't know how old you were when you got saved, but he was long-suffering that whole time. Matter of fact, I'm so thankful that he didn't stamp my life out before I got saved. And now, another attribute is, you ever heard this say in maybe in a movie or whatever? "You're nothing but a wise guy." In other words, think you know it all. That's where that term came. You think you know it all. There used to be a brother that came and played the piano for, I'm not going to say his name, but I used to call him Brother Know-It-All. You couldn't get a word. He knew everything. He knew it all. You couldn't. And boom, boom, boom. And so I gave him a nickname, Brother Know-It-All. But he only knew a few things. And this is why one of the attributes of God is this. He's wise. He's wise. He knows what's best for us. Can I get amen? Amen. The Lord's judgments are unsearchable and his ways are unfathomable. He knows what's best for us at each point in our lives and can guide us wisely in every situation. Everything that you're involved in your life, he will lead you and guide you. He'll get you through it if you fumbled the ball. He'll get you past things that you find yourself stuck in. I've been in things that were so, I was like glued to these things. And God, by his grace, gave me the wisdom from the scriptures and through the power of the Holy Spirit to get out of it. Oh, that's right. Look what it says right here. Paul wrote to the Roman church, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge." Did you catch that? He has a resource beyond our imagination. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Aren't you so blessed to know? You see, when these times come, as I am sharing with you, the perilous times that are coming, the tribulation that's around the corner, are you going to remember how good God is to us? Are you going to remember how we can glean now and know that he knows all things? He has our life in his hand. Another attribute, and this is where all of us will find ourselves falling so short. You and I will find ourselves so short in this attribute, but not God. He's faithful. God is faithful. We try to be faithful. We learn to be faithful. But we can never be faithful like God. God is teaching us how to be faithful. God is empowering us to be faithful. God is showing us how to be faithful. Even if we are faithless, did you know that he remains faithful? That's his nature. And whatever he promises, he said in his word, he will do. If he's given you eternal life, he's given you eternal life. If he said in his word, because we repented of our sins and we were washed in the blood and filled with his Holy Spirit, that means he's faithful to come back and take us home with him. You got to believe that he's faithful to come back for us. How many of you remember the video movie we showed here, Before the Wrath? Did anyone see that one? Yes. Oh, we got one that saw it. Thank you, God. Did we see it here? Yeah, we saw it here. See, this is a perfect example how we are very forgetful. This is why these have to be a reminder to us on who he is. But Before the Wrath was an illustration of what was dug up thousands of years ago about the Galileans. Remember that? Remember the Galileans? Well, did you know that Jesus was a Galilean? And so they kept the traditions of the Galileans. And so they went on with archaeology, you know, the diggings, the findings, and they pieced it all together. Kevin Serbo was the narrator. Remember him, Kevin Serbo? So does that ring a bell now? Or do we just still have just one that saw it? Okay, you remember that, right? Yeah. So the whole story in a nutshell is it was the illustration of the bride coming for his groom. Aren't you so blessed? He told his disciples, I go away to prepare a place for you. And wherever you will be, I will be there for you. And so he's been gone for 2,000 years. Just imagine. I'm going to put it like this. Just imagine the crib he's got laid up for you. The mansions. He says, I prepare a mansion for you. And so just imagine what he has prepared for us. And he's faithful. And one of the highlights at the end of that video was when the father came to his son and woke him up. Go get your bride now. She was waiting for a year. And she always had her what? Her gown on. And then what was the announcement? The shofars. They were blasting down the street, right? Well, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians that the archangel will what? Blast the shofars, the last trump. And so they were blasting down the streets on his way to pick up his bride. And I remember when they saw each other and the bride was there prepared, they went and got what's called a litter? It's a litter. It looked like two bamboo sticks and there was a seat in it. And they went to her, she stepped in it, and they lifted her up. And then they walked her all the way to his father's house, which had a place prepared for them. That was a picture of what? The rapture. Jesus is coming for us. We're going to be caught up in the air. And we're going to be whizzed away with him. See, God is faithful to do that. Can I get an amen? Listen, look what Timothy wrote. He wrote this. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Praise God. And another attribute is this. God is good. Say that with me. God is good. The Lord is not the only giver of good things. He's also the one who determines what is good. Thank you, God. Did you know that God knows what's good for us? Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. And when we understand that he allows trials, heartaches, and difficulties because they are beneficial for us, are they really? Yes, some trials are. They're learning curves. They're teaching us. We won't become discouraged by them. In time, we may even look back and thank God for them. Oh, God, thank you. I went through that trial. Now I understand. Now I get it. I didn't know back then while I was going through that. But now you can look back to look ahead and know that, guess what? Someone may be going through that same trial, and now you know how to edify them and build them up and share with them. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Because God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Look at this. Psalm 119:68. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Meaning, teach me your word. Teach me on how you operate, God. Statutes is just things that we need to learn to understand who God is in our life. So, in order to put this somewhat in a nutshell, the next attribute is where you can be, okay, I'm convinced. All the things that we're reading about him and all the things that we're learning or being reminded this morning of who he is, one thing is certain is this right up here. He's unchanging. He changes not. This is what I love about God. He doesn't change. He doesn't roll with the culture. Can I get an amen? He remains who he is. Thank you, God. Look what it says in Malachi. It says right here in Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord and I do what? Do not change. Therefore, you are consumed, O sons of Jacob. Look at that. He doesn't change. Well, yeah, Pastor Fee, but that's in the Old Testament. Yeah, I know. His handprint is on the old and new. Because when you look at the new, it says right here in the book of Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and for what? Forever. He remains the same. We're the ones that change. We're the ones that change with every wind and doctrine that comes by. Oh, man, now I'm going to believe like them. And, well, wait a minute. Oh, that don't sound right. Oh, I'm going to come over here and believe what they believe. And we get tossed to and fro. But God never changes. He never changes. Praise God. He doesn't. Did you know, saints of God, he is still faithful to us just as he was to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And through the lineage of Abraham, all the way down to the Lord Jesus Christ, and now 2,000 years later to the saints of God. He doesn't change. He's immovable. Praise God. Praise God. You see, when Jesus came to earth as 100% man and 100% God, he still didn't change. He was sinless when he walked the earth. He was sinless in the grave, and he was sinless when he rose again. I need you to catch something. When he was crucified on the cross, the Bible says he took on our what? Our sins, right? So you got to remember, they were imputed upon him. He didn't become our sin. He became a sin offering for our sin. Are you catching that? Are you catching that? He never turned into sin. Sin was placed upon him as an offering to his Father. He was still sinless. Praise God. You got to understand, man, the love of God and the grace of God and how the Father saw this was the only way you and I can be saved. So let me ask this question. How does God encourage us? How does he encourage us? How many of you are getting something out of this message this morning? Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We got a few more minutes. Can I get amen? Come on. Oh, that's right. There's no more hometown buffet. So I was going to say, don't worry. They didn't eat all the ribs yet. Saints of God, there is no reason to stay in a state of discouragement. Why? Because the Lord's attributes clearly reveal his desire to encourage us. However, saints of God, we must also be aware of the ways in which he reaches out to us. And the way he's reaching out right now as we speak, right now at this very moment, right now, live and in color, we're here, is his word. His word. Thank you, God. It's his word. Look at what it says in 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the what? The word of truth. This is what we're doing this morning. I'm not giving you guys fairy tales and lullabies. I'm feeding you right out of the word of God. That we're dividing the word of truth. Praise God. And it was given to us, the saints of God, to grow, to mature, to carry the mantle that was placed upon us. Look at it like this. In the Olympics, when they do the relay races, what's passed to the one that's in front? A baton. Well, guess what? The baton has been passed to us. We need to finish the race now. Can I get amen? Amen. Another thing we have to instill in our life. I'm going to ask, how many of you have established a good prayer life? Because prayer is how he reaches us as well. Can I get amen? Amen. Saints of God, the Lord doesn't want us to be anxious, but instead to come to him with every concern. Do you come to him with your concerns? Not your wants. There's a difference between, God, I need this, I want this from you. No, concerns are God. If I go this direction, is it perilous? Should I go this way? Should I do this? Should I say this, Lord? We should go to God in everything and wait for an answer. Why? Because he will answer. That's why Paul wrote to the Philippian church, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? By prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. See, we're getting fed the word of God right now. And it should be building up your understanding. It should be building up your faith. Why? Because perilous times are here. And you got to know who God is. You better know who God is. If Russia, China, Iran, and Turkey attack us in one day, and maybe your house didn't get hit yet, where are you going? Who are you going to run to? What do you think the Ukrainians are feeling right now? Are you going to run to God and say, God, nevertheless, not thy will, not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done in my life, God. One of the most simplest and most effective prayers we can offer to the Lord in times of need is, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. That's right. Listen, at that time, forget about the concordance. Forget about the word search. Just say, Jesus, help me, God. Can I get an amen? That's all we need. Jesus, help me. I need you right now. I need you right now. How many of you been there before? Jesus, I need you right now. A year and a half ago, I had very little breath left. And I said, Jesus, I need you now. I turned to the side like Hezekiah turned to the wall. I said, God, I still love my wife. I still love the church. I still want to serve you, God. I don't want to go out like this. And God gave me a word. And God delivered me. I'm here today because he delivered me. Can I get amen? Amen? He came in the time of my need. He will come in the time of your need. How many of you can honestly say that you've cried out to him before? You see, my friends, one of the reasons why is this. His plans are better than ours. His plans are better than ours. Look what Jeremiah wrote. He wrote this, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And listen, this morning, what were we doing this morning? I just felt God's presence, and we were doing this. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. Praise God. God often encourages us through what? The worship and praise of his name. Did you know that God will take you from a bottomless pit of agony? When you start worshiping, he'll take you to a place with him. And the thing that was so huge became so small now. And it's like, why was I even frowning on that? Praise and worship. Look at what it says right here. Paul wrote to Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what? Psalms and hymns. This is why we came together this morning. Why? To worship and praise God. Spiritual songs. This was all about Jesus. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And that's what we were doing. Man, I was just, yeah. Oh, yeah, Lord. Yeah, I'm in a place with you right now, God. Come on. I was ready to give Sister Gina a mic. Come on. I was going to take that mic and give it to you. Come back next week. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And listen, does God bless you just on Sundays? Do I have to just wait till Sunday to be in His presence and hear His word and learn and get up and, oh, I got to get up, get ready? No. Daily blessings. Daily blessings. Come on in. We're coming in for a close. We're coming in right now. Listen, you ever flew into San Diego and you're coming over the mountains and it says, we are now descending. Huh? Okay, so now we're now descending. Go ahead. Take your last yawn right now. Get your yawn in right now. Get it in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Daily blessings. Discouragement keeps us from seeing all good that God has for us every day. But if we'll consider all His daily blessings, our attitudes will be transformed. Oh, that's right. I remember I woke up one night, it was dark. And you know, you're walking in the living room and bam, there goes the toe. I still praise you, God. Huh. We all stubbed the big toe before, right? But if you understand that every day, God says this, look at this, and my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory. Notice He said need. At that moment, God, I need comfort and remove this shock and awe in my toe. But He will. He will. Amen. And one of the things that you and I can learn is to stay in His presence. Stay in His presence. Can I get a minute? You got to stay in His presence. An honest of the Lord's constant presence with us is so encouraging that no matter what we're going through, we know that if we're in His presence, He will be the God of all comfort and grace and mercy. I need you to catch this. It's not about a feeling. Because there's sometimes I don't feel His presence. I don't feel Him moving in me. You know, He moves right in here. And I can feel Him physically moving. And then He'll go up and caress me. And I say it in a monstrosity way. I can even feel Him caressing behind my eyes, my eyeball. I feel Him just, and I go, God, I so love to be in Your presence. And I love when You feel me like that. And I go into that place with You because it's a physical manifestation. But God is saying, even if you don't feel me, do you still believe I'm with you and that I'm faithful? When I worked at Western Lumber, I just got saved. I was saved maybe 6 months. I remember lunchtime, we'd go into the nail shed because I worked in a truss yard, and we had these big plated nails for putting trusses together. And I went into the restroom, and I remember I didn't feel His presence. I was just a brand new baby. You know, when a baby's a newborn, what comes running to their aid immediately? No. When they cry, when an infant cries, then mama comes running, right? Then papa comes running. Well, I was a brand new babe in Christ, and I was sitting in the toilet, and I was going, God, I don't feel You right now. Did You leave me? And then all of a sudden, wham, He just exploded in me. I'm here. And until you experience the power of the Holy Ghost, you will never know what I'm talking about. It's not about that, It's not about that. It's about his presence. Hallelujah, living in you. I never understood what being born again was. But born again is now God's Spirit living in you. And then when you don't feel his presence or you don't feel him moving around in you, he's still there. You believe in faith that God will never leave us nor forsake us. That's right. Because sometimes he'll allow us to go through a desert place. You know what a desert place is? Where it's dry and it's parched. And I need a drink. I need some water. He makes us thirst for the living water. His water. And so we close with this scripture. Well done now. The wheels just came down from the plane. And we're seeing all the high towers in San Diego. We're getting lower now. It says right here in Psalm 16:11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, someone give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? I'm going to ask our two brothers to come on up. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Is he worthy to be praised?
Worthy.
Oh, come on. Is he worthy?
Worthy.
Amen. Amen. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful because God is the head of our life. And no matter how big our congregation is for the day or how small it is, he's faithful. Huh? Is he faithful?
Faithful?
Oh, he's faithful. And I know that with all things. Go ahead. You guys can play. We know that with all things, God is faithful. Amen. Our friends that log in on YouTube and Facebook, I'm here to let you know that what we've learned today is from God's Word. And God's Word tells me that he loves you with an everlasting love. If you've been listening to this message, and maybe, just maybe, you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me so that I can pray for you. That you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. That you will learn to know who God is in your life. In the times of turmoil and chaos that we see in the world, God is still sitting on his throne. And he's immovable. He's unshakable, and he's faithful, as we learn today and we're reminded of how good God is. And so, if that's you, I want you to bow your heart and your head with me and come to Jesus by faith and know that God will not disappoint you. He hasn't disappointed us for 32 years. He has not disappointed me. And even when I was not saved, he was still there. He was still there. And so with your heart bowed and your head bowed, pray this prayer by faith. And it goes just like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Oh, come on. Is he worthy? Is he high lifted up? Jesus, 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 Jesus.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening. Hallelujah. We give you the praise.